Nathan Lyon believes Australia can win the Ashes 5-0. Now, it's not we're going to win the Ashes, like a Glenn McGrath type proclamation, but it's believes we can win a 5-0. Have you got any problems with sports people coming out and saying that on the cusp of a series, not giving the opposition any ammo?
No, obviously the way it's delivered is a big thing. And if he believes it, he can certainly, you know, they're good on him. I don't believe there'll be a chance to get a result five times. The weather's going to play a part. In one of these tests, one of the tests will be washed out, I think, at least. But you want to be confident. You know, it's not a grandstanding 5-0, but what are you expected to say? Oh, no, I think we'll lose two, you know. It's a tough one.
Shane Warne's actually done an interview with Nathan Lyon on Code.
I thought they were arch enemies.
Yeah, these two. It's really, it's on codesports.com.au. But Warney's come out as well and said, but if Nathan Lyon bowls like he did last summer and poorly, then you've got to make the change pretty quickly. It's in the Sydney Morning Herald, that quote. So it's a big call.
Well, it is a big call. I remember when, you know, and I love this spin king, Warney, but I remember he got stood down, I think, in the West Indies one year for Stewie because Stewie McGill was bowling better. And didn't he spit the dummy old Stewie? Old Warney.
Yep.
So, well, Nathan Lyon is our greatest off spinner and has been one of our best bowlers, you know, for a little while now. So I think in terms of form, he gets a few, you know, if he has a couple of bad ones, you know, he gets a bit more slack than someone who hasn't.
Bit of credit in the back.
Yeah, he's got some runs on the board.
Absolutely. Football this morning, and this happened.
Rasher playing it in! There it is! Few, if any, more renowned. None more prolific. Ronaldo hits 800. Will we ever see the like again? Sancho. Fred going down. It is given. Never in doubt. Becomes 801 in the blink of an eye. Manchester United's advantage restored.
801 goals, Cristiano Ronaldo. 3-2 win for Manchester United. Come from behind win over Arsenal.
We spoke to, when I was in playing for Wigan, Michael Maguire was the coach, and we were playing down at Wembley in the Challenge Cup final, and we got Sir Alex Ferguson came to our training and was speaking about build-ups to big games and how to handle them. And I'm a Manchester United nut. You know, Eric Cantona is one of my favourite players there when he came in the early to mid-90s. And I asked a question about Ronaldo. How, you know, because he comes sort of after that old school Roy Keane sort of era.
Yep.
I said, how did he fit in? He said, well, he liked it. You know, before he got out, he looked at himself in the mirror and made sure the hair was right and the socks were in the right position. And, you know, he's looking all pretty in the old, you know, the old school. The boys in, you know, the blokes have been around a while.
Yeah, the Neville brothers.
They were spitting, you know, like, what's this all about? And Sir Alex looked at him and said, well, if he keeps playing the way he does, he can look in the mirror as much as he wants.
Yes, and what was that famous quote? He took one look at himself and he's been deeply in love ever since.
I took one look at myself and I've been disgusted, deeply disgusted ever since.
What you saw was a hairless cat.
It was a hairless cat. Rank mangy, hairless cat, that's for sure.
So what do you guys think? I think a couple of weeks ago there was talk about who's the greatest soccer player of all time. Like registering 800 goals, well, let's say attacking player. Like is he number one? Like the first person to reach 800 goals, that's some feat.
Well, compare it to eras. You know, you're the soccer man. Like obviously you look at the greats, George Best, and you know they're playing a lot longer now. You know, the type of boots you wear, the balls are different. You know, you can get hold of them now, obviously we did different back in the day.
I can't line up eras. I like to only go, and with any sport, and it's my personal preference, it's not to say it's right or wrong, but I only like to go with what I've seen with my own eyes. Because I wouldn't like to say, oh, Pele was better. Well, how would I know? I've read about him in books and seen highlights on YouTube. That's it. You've got to take it in the context of
every game's on TV now, isn't it? The exposure the game gets.
Yeah.
Every game wouldn't have been televised in the good old days.
I've got Messi just ahead of Ronaldo for a number of reasons. Messi hasn't had the success he's had at national team level than, say, Diego Maradona. Maradona won a World Cup by himself in 1986. Messi, and I was fortunate enough to be there in 2014 when the World Cup was in Brazil, and half an Argentina came over the border in a camper van and just set up camp on. It should have seen Copacabana Beach. It was unbelievable. Ever had Fernet, a drink?
Dave Fernet?
No, Dave Fernet. It's like this licorice
I'm sure I would have. Oh, I've my drank goodness. Most things. Ooh, there's not too much I haven't drank. Bot.
Anyway, they took over Rio, the Argentinians, and Messi was like, it was like all on him.
Yeah.
All on him. And they made the final and they fell short. Gonzalo Higuain, a very good striker, missed this golden chance that would have probably won Argentina the final. And yet he still didn't quite have that mystique because he was viewed as this guy that kind of went to Spain as a young kid and played at Barcelona, and he was more attached to Barcelona than he was with Argentina. Completely unfair. But the amount of pressure on that guy to perform and the way he performed time and time again, whether it be for Argentina or Barcelona, and not saying Ronaldo hasn't done that for Portugal and whatever club he's playing for, but I've got Messi just ahead of Ronaldo, but still, you take it.
They've been those two been head and shoulders above the rest in their generation?
Modern era, yeah. There's been some very, very good players, but just what they've done over the longevity, with longevity, that's the key, 100%. Isn't it? The greatness.
And you see, durability.
Like, you see it back here in Australia, you could pick out players in all footy codes and cricket and everything. It's the ones that do it
after they've achieved
decades,
everything.
Not years.
Yeah. Like, you look at those two, they don't need money. You know, and success. They've won everything multiple times, you know, including individual and team awards. So, you know, I guess for Ronaldo to go back to where it all began, you know, for a lot of it, is pretty special.
Hey, Brooksy, tell us about your man. Firstly, Paddy Mills wins the Don Award.
Yeah, so how that's good's Paddy?
Sport
He's
Australia Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I remember watching that Spurs NBA Finals, and Jeff Van Gundy is telling the world about what he has done, where he's from, as a Torres Strait Islander.
2014, was that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because he was just going off in that game, I think it was game six.
It was ridiculous.
And they were putting up graphics that had the Aboriginal flag and the Torres Strait Islander flag on the coverage on ESPN going globally. Like, that's just what he's doing on the court, right? Like, that's the awareness he brings. And then everything that he's done off the court, not just since 2014, but before. Like, he is just an amazing individual. And we've been talking about Ben Simmons, and he's still very young and going through a lot. And he's probably going to be arguably our most talented NBA player.
Doesn't mean they're the best.
But Paddy Mills, what he has done... It's just, he's the sort of person, when I see young basketballers, I go, Paddy Mills, follow him, everything that he's done and the hard work that he's done on and off the court, he's an idol.
It's a bit like when you look at Paddy Mills and a Ben Simmons. It's a bit like when you look at a TV show. Like, a Seinfeld probably didn't win many Emmys as another award-winning show, but that's what everyone remembers. Yeah. Like, there's other shows better, but everyone loves this one.
Got more awards.
You know, exactly, and Paddy Mills, I'll tell you what also, they sat down at the end of the 2014 championship, Greg Popovich, Duncan, Parker and Ginobili, the big four.
Mm.
And obviously two of those guys are internationals, Ginobili and Parker. Yeah. And they said they have a dinner once a week, or lunch they go together, and how important Paddy Mills was to that setup. So here are the most important guys on, you know, millions and millions of dollars, and they're talking about how important he is to their team. And not only that, the passion he showed. My biggest memory was the passion he showed when we medaled at the Olympics. How emotional, what it meant to him to win for Australia's first medal. That's the best.
41 points. It was amazing.
What was it, GVO? That was their catch cry. Gold vibes only. Was that it? And then it changed to RGVO. Rose gold vibes only when they lost the semi-final, but they still had that upbeat nature, and they got that over Slovenia in the bronze medal game, and it was the most storied bronze medal in the history of Australian Olympic time. It was so celebrated.
Remember at the end of that game, the gold, like to go into the gold medal match, and you could see him and Joe Ingles on the bench. They were already focusing in on the next game. It wasn't that they were devastated. It was like you could tell they were talking.
Yeah.
It was like, just, okay, the boys are getting a run here, but let's talk about how we're going to attack the bronze medal game. Like, they were so focused.
Josh Giddey. So this is the next generation come through. Brooksy, it's early days for this guy. He's picked up an award today, but the signs are that this guy could be something quite special, not just that from an Australian level, but worldwide, baby.
Yeah, it's Rookie of the Month award, so they do it in conferences in the NBA. So his team, the Oklahoma City Thunder, are in the West, so he was the West rookie for November. Averaged 10 points, 6 assists, 7 rebounds a game during that month.
Now, I think he was the third youngest to 20 assists. No, sorry, 400 assists and 400 something like that.
200
that,
points, 200 assists. Well, I think it was LaMelo and LeBron.
Who were the only two others. So that's pretty impressive company he's with there.
Yeah, two out of the three players played in the NBL.
Yeah, exactly.
How crazy is that? There's a stat for
you. For your Hawks, our man.
Yeah, exactly.
Our man, LaMelo Ball.
But yeah, he's looking good, and it's exciting to see an Aussie like Josh go over there, sort of criticised being pick number six. There was a bit of what? He was sort of touted at going probably 10 to 12. I think the Warriors were potentially going to pick him with their second pick.
Yeah.
Mm. But he jumped up to six. The Thunder liked what they saw in the NBL and what he did when he showcased. Yeah, in the States. And they're not trying to win right now, but it's great to see him put up some decent numbers.